Welcome to Healthy Family Connections, the podcast for families wanting out-of-the-box solutions to parenting and relationship challenges, with your host, psychotherapist and author of Ending the Parenting Control Battle, Neil D. Brown.
Now, if you have a multi-talented teenager and they sign themselves up for everything, well, what's a parent to do then? We'll talk about this and a whole lot more on this week's podcast, Our Daughter is Stressing Us All Out. It's sponsored by Neil D. Brown, LCSW, and I'm your host, Neil D. Brown, and I'm here to empower you to get that enjoyable family that you work for every single day. And if you have a question that you'd like me to address on this podcast, don't be shy. We'll all benefit from your question, so come on over to my website, neildbrown.com, and enter it there today. And while you're there, download a free copy of my Parental Burnout Recovery Guide. This podcast is for educational purposes only. It is not a substitute for psychotherapy when you need it. Well, today we're answering a question from Mary Lou from Brooklyn, New York. And Mary Lou writes, "What's the best way to deal with this, Neil? My daughter, now 15, wants to do everything. A sport, two musical instruments with lessons and recitals in both, all AP classes, student government, and mock trial. What this means is that she is always completely stressed out, short with everyone, demanding to get what she needs, and never has any downtime. Her stress is the main emotional event in our family. I've suggested that she back off some of the things, but she just gets mad at me for not accepting how important these things are to her. I'm glad she's ambitious and doing only good things, but isn't there a point where it's too much? I've suggested counseling, but she says I'm the one with the problem. Should I insist on it?" Well, thanks for your question, Mary Lou, and you are not alone with this dilemma. Yes, it's great that your daughter is smart and talented, but overloading oneself is, of course, not healthy. Stress, lack of sleep, inability to truly enjoy the things that she's doing, the negative impact on those closest to her, the lack of spontaneous opportunities that can come up. There are probably more negatives here that I haven't thought of, but chronic stress is a very bad thing. So, why would a young person do this to themselves? All right, well, there could be a few driving forces, so let's take a look. Sometimes, parents are the ones who are pushing their youth to compete with the idea of getting them into the best colleges or simply to compete to excel, be better than the next guy. They have the idea that the most important thing for their child is to get the best grades and go to the best schools to get the best jobs and make the most money. Well, I don't know about you. I don't like that. Some kids simply don't feel good enough, smart enough, attractive enough, or simply enough for one reason or another. They might overachieve to try to overcome their perceived sense of unworthiness. At an unconscious level, they're thinking, if I get all A's in the hardest courses, and if I'm always busy doing important things, others will think I'm okay and won't see my inadequacies, even though I'll always know they're there. Now, some kids are simply wired for doing. And they're multi-talented and gifted and truly enjoy all the things they want to do. The problem is that the one talent they don't have is knowing their own limits and understanding their own real needs. And also maybe understanding the impact that their stress has on those around them. And these kids, just like everyone else, has needs that can only be met in a balanced lifestyle. Rest, being part of the family, growing relationships, not just doing things with other kids, but hanging out and talking about things that are important and personal. So Mary Lou, it doesn't sound like you fit in the category of the driving parent. Well, that's good. That's abusive to kids, and it keeps them from getting to know themselves, what they like, don't like, personal interests, do things that wouldn't go on a resume, and of course, rest and feel good about themselves. Always living in stress becomes normal, and it can become a lifelong way of being. So that's not a good thing. Now, if your daughter has self-esteem or emotional issues driving her relentless pursuit of everything, or it's just her nature to keep taking things on, in either case, she's going to need parental support for slowing things down and saying no to some activities. If she has self-esteem or emotional issues, you know, you might be able to see that in that there'll be, you can see it in her behavior, isolating, eating issues, crying, complaining about being treated unfairly in the family, or getting into personal relationships that aren't healthy. Mary Lou, here is what you can do. First of all, you have to realize that our kids need parental guidance and limits, not just kids who are smoking weed and ignoring their responsibilities, but all kids. All kids have learning and growing to do, and they need parents to set the stage for it. Kids who are not setting appropriate limits and boundaries for themselves need parental limits, just the same as the kid who is slacking off. We need to understand what's driving your daughter's overengaging behavior and address it and support her in changing that behavior. Now, you'll want to have a talk or several talks with her and have the right tone. And of course, you're going to want to be positive. Acknowledge that your daughter is very hardworking and industrious, and that you're proud of her and that you respect her work. And that beyond all the things she's doing and doing well, that you love her for who she is. And also maybe that you miss her and miss who she is when she's not completely stressed out and overcommitted. That her constant stress and busyness leads to shortness in her and irritability, and while it's hard on family members, your first concern is that it's a sign that she's doing too much and needs more downtime, more self-care, more rest, more light, happy moments. You know, self-care and personal limits are skills we need to have, and that she deserves balance, and she deserves the benefits of self-care, and she needs to grow in her understanding and awareness of her own needs, and she needs to grow in her skills to take better care of herself. Then you'll have to help her figure out where to cut back. Now, my guess is that she's going to consider everything a priority and be unwilling to let go of any of it. Well, you'll need to make your own judgments about how critical all of her engagements are and the level of commitment she has to others. In other words, if she's in the school play, you don't want to pull her out of a part. But whether you're okay with her writing the semester out with her current load and making changes at the break, or if things need to change right now. Those are judgment calls only a parent can make. Mary Lou, it's important for you to face that what your 15-year-old is doing is unhealthy. It's unhealthy for her and unhealthy for the family. Somehow, her parents have become disempowered to address it, to set limits with her, and support her in making the necessary changes and doing critical learning and growing. Right now, she's marching on, avoiding her emotional and physical needs and suffering different perhaps than the kid who isn't investing in their talents and skills, but suffering in her development by not learning how or to honor her physical and emotional needs, how to be mentally healthy. No, Mary Lou, counseling for your daughter, at least at this point, is not the right thing to do. In fact, it could be destructive. We don't want to make her the problem and then send her to a therapist to solve it. It won't happen, and she'll be the problem in the family, the one who causes all the stress and brings the family down. We don't want to do that to her. We want you and her dad to step up and provide leadership so that she doesn't bring the family down. If you don't know how to do it, then you can all see a therapist together to work together to manage the beast in your family. You know, the beast, the control battle, the one that's going on between your ambitious, stressed out daughter and her frustrated, disempowered parents. Now, let's say your family goes to counseling together and you see a talented therapist who helps you all see how you are in a repeating pattern, how each of you feeds it, and how each of you can work to change your part in it. Wouldn't that be fabulous? Then, if it becomes clear that your daughter is stressed virtually all the time, even when she isn't overworked, and wishes that she could feel and be more relaxed, well, then the family therapist could recommend individual counseling to help your daughter learn stress reduction skills. Now, the family dynamic is healthy, and your daughter is motivated to manage her stress. Now, isn't that wonderful? Now, she's taking action to solve her problem, and that takes two things, courage and vulnerability. And guess what? That's what you and her dad just modeled for her. So, listeners, yes, overstressed, overworked, overscheduled teens is a condition that is counterproductive to the goal of youth development. But sending a teen off to a therapist to fix it will miss the boat. When the battle in the family is resolved and the parents are facing their own issues and their own role in the problem, then a motivated teenager will benefit from their own therapy. Hey, thanks for tuning in today, everyone, and special thanks to you, Mary Lou, for your very important question. And if you're listening to this podcast on iTunes, please leave a review there for me. That'll get the word out that this guy, Neil D. Brown, is offering something unique and valuable to us. Until next time, take care of yourselves. You need it. You deserve it. You're worth it. Bye for now.
You've been listening to Healthy Family Connections with Neil D. Brown. If you have a question you'd like answered, head over to neildbrown.com/submit and enter your question for Neil there. While you're there, be sure to sign up for his weekly offering. You may want to pick up a copy of Ending the Parent-Teen Control Battle at your favorite bookstore or online retailer. Join us again for the Healthy Family Connections podcast.